And if you don't know what you're going to say in any way ahead of time, how can you claim consistency? How can you expect even of yourself consistency? I don't know what I'm going to say 1 minute from now, 1 second from now. No true teacher does. They may have an agenda, they may have notes, they may have themes, they may have some idea, but they'll be the first to tell you that if they have some preset idea, more often than not, that's not what happens. That's not what gets spoken about. That's not what comes out of the mouth. So it's a very strange phenomenon because it's not like anything or anywhere else. It's nothing like it anywhere else in the society. It's not part of society. In the society, things are rehearsed. Consistency is valued. You don't trust somebody selling you a refrigerator if they say one thing about it on Tuesday and another thing about it on Wednesday, or the opposite about it on Thursday. You say, well, I'm not buying this refrigerator. Who's not from that guy? But that's not anything to do with the truth. That's selling you something. The true teacher isn't selling you anything. They're making available the possibility for your sincere wanting of the truth to actually happen. For the conditions to be more rightly aligned in you for that truth to come to you. Not to give you a philosophy, a preset set of precepts that represent the truth somehow, because they can't. This is why no organized religion, no philosophy, no standpoint ever in any way captures or in any way, even if it purports to, represents the actual truth. Because the actual truth can't be codified. You can't bottle the actual fragrance of roses. You can only make a perfume that kind of smells like roses. But it's not going to be the actual rose fragrance. It's going to be an approximation. That's all religion and philosophies. Approximations of the truth that have been worked over and the formula has been changed over the centuries and people have added and people have taken away. And you end up with something very diluted that may or may not be helpful to any particular individual. But that isn't this. That isn't actual darshan, that isn't actual satsang, that isn't actual truth gathering. Actual truth gathering doesn't have any underlay, any formula behind it. This is why there are true teachers who never say a word. They don't speak. Meher Baba, one of the most famous teachers of the 20th century, didn't speak for 28 years. Didn't say a word. Out loud, he used the alphabet thing. And if you ever see a film of it, it's amazing because people are reading what he's saying. His fingers are moving so fast, you can't figure out how this is happening. But his disciples learned how to read what he was saying with his, which looks kind of like an abacus, his alphabet. He just points so fast. I don't know how they did it. But he just didn't want to talk out loud. It's not that he didn't talk, because he communicated. He said words with this machine, but he didn't use his voice. And I understand it. It's not hard to understand. You can understand it easily. He wanted to, it seems to me, he wanted to potentiate his message. He wanted to make it stronger by not using verbally stated messages, by not saying things out loud. Because people get enamored of the teacher and get caught in the words. And that can become a barrier.